You could ask an 80-year-old woman who's had 10 children to tell you about each of their births in detail, and she can.
Oh my gosh.
Because it will stay with you forever, which is why I do what I do. That's why HypnoBabies exists. All I wanted in the world was for more and more and more and more people to have a better birthing.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to say, with my first birthing, it was very, very painful. And 26 hours into it, I went from the birth center that I was in to the hospital and had an epidural. And then they had to push and pull the baby out. The reason I'm saying this is because I have a very healthy respect for anybody who chooses an epidural because they don't have the right tools.
I almost feel like, and this is probably not what you want to hear, but you were made to have those births to have the empathy and not, yeah.
Exactly, right?
Hey guys, my name is Shayla. Welcome to the Hey Shayla podcast. I went from full-time travel to full-time new COVID mom, and now I'm a mom of two. And holy wow, is motherhood and adulting a learning curve? There are so many decisions we need to make and a million ways to do it right. I created this podcast to interview some of my gurus to share their knowledge and empower you on your journey. Let me be your guinea pig and ask the question you think everyone else knows. Here, we're a little hippie. We try to do things as naturally as possible. We're open-minded and we don't take ourselves too seriously. But above all, we support one another and work to find what works. If you're into it, you're our people. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the Hey Shayla podcast. Today I have Carrie, the founder and director of HypnoBabies Childbirth Hypnosis. She has been a childbirth educator since 1989, a doula, hypnotherapist, and hypnotherapist. Carrie has developed educational programs for pregnant people, birthers, medical and childbirth professionals, and hypnotherapists. Carrie created a comprehensive childbirth program, which I have taken two times now, HypnoBabies Childbirth Education, and I actually have a ton of YouTube videos on what it is, kind of, well, I guess my understanding. I'm excited to hear more of like what hypnosis is, talking to you today. But thank you so much for agreeing to come on here. I'm really excited to chat with you and learn more about this thing that I've done that I might not totally understand.
Well, thank you. I love talking about it. I love talking about anything that helps people have a better pregnancy, birth, and postpartum, and better life.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm actually an affiliate with HypnoBabies. And so if you go to heyshayla.com/hypnobabiespod, that will bring you right to the course that I took. And I also have a discount code, HeyShayla, and you can look into it a little bit more. But I want to start, we connected and I got your information. I didn't even know much about you and that you were a doula and that you were into all these things. I was just like, oh, cool, a hypnobirthing class. This sounds cool. And just like dove head first. So, I mean, it makes so much sense that you were a doula and have been doing all of this stuff for so long, but I'd love to hear more about you and like how this started. And since 1989, that's when I was born. Like, you've been doing this a very long time. So I feel like that's just so much experience. And I do feel like it was a little bit ahead of your time at that time in the world. Yeah.
Maybe not. Yes. I mean, not many people had ever heard of hypnobirthing, but the way that it came about for me was that, I was newly married and a friend of mine, she got pregnant and she had a baby with a program called the Bradley Method. And, she told me she didn't have any drugs and I didn't even know people did that. I just thought everybody went in and got an epidural. So I was like, well, how did you do that? And she had taken a Bradley class. And so I looked that all up and became a Bradley instructor because I just was bitten by the birth bug. I was just like, this is the thing. This is what I want to do, is help people have better births. And so I taught that for a couple of years. I thought I knew everything. I got pregnant and had a wake up call.
That's what I was going to ask. When you started getting into this, you hadn't had any children yet.
No.
Okay.
And normally the Bradley Method doesn't even let you become an instructor unless you've been a Bradley mother, but that's a whole different story. I convinced them that I was a birth junkie. And, anyway, So I got pregnant. I went into labor with my first child, and it hurt so bad. Nothing I was doing helped. Nothing. She was posterior. It was 36 hours of just, it was a nightmare. It was really hard, and relaxing was not going to do it. So I was actually traumatized from that. And then it took me a long time to just be able to function, because I had no idea it could hurt like that.
Right.
And so then about 4 years, almost to the day of having my daughter, I had my son. It was only 7 hours, but he was also posterior, which means his little head was turned around and was scraping on the nerves in my back and all the way down through. And I was screaming my head off because I had not learned anything new then, relax. So as I was screaming through that birth, I realized that there had to be another way, that even if I never had another child, and I didn't, I was going to find a way, because I was a Bradley instructor. I was a teacher. I was trying to teach people how to have a natural birth. And if it was going to hurt this bad, and I was also a doula to many of my students, so I knew they were hurting, but I didn't want it anymore. I didn't want to do it anymore. I didn't want to go to any more screaming births as a doula. And so I knew I had to find something. And so, you know, after his birth, I just went looking, and I saw this TV show about an obstetrician many long years ago who taught hypnosis to his patients if they wanted it. And how amazing that looked. So then I looked that up, and there was something called hypnobirthing. And so I went and took a training in a regular hypnobirthing program, and was so excited, and taught my first two classes, and was a doula for all of those people. Because at that time, I mean, I was a doula for free. I just wanted to do it for the experience.
Wow.
And so everybody said, yes. And anyway, not good. They were not having a good time. There wasn't a lot of hypno in the birthing. And so then that was it. I was like, well, I got to go out and learn some real hypnosis. And I did. And I learned all about hypnosis itself, what real hypnosis was, a state called somnambulism, which is what we use in hypno babies. And that is where you can create real hypnoanesthesia. And hypnoanesthesia, if people don't know, and most people don't, there are people in the world who have to have surgeries of all kinds, medical, dental, whatever, but they're allergic to medical anesthetics. So they work with a hypnotherapist ahead of time, and they learn techniques that literally change the perception of the feelings of what is happening during the surgery. So they're able to go through the surgery with no drugs.
Wow.
And that's what I wanted.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What I wanted for hypno babies.
Totally.
So I learned all about that, pain elimination with hypnosis. And then I took a course called Gerald Kine's Painless Childbirth Program. And he was a master hypnotist who created a program for pregnant people who, you know, told him, he basically did a survey, and they told him what they would want. You know, they want to move around, they want to be more mobile, they want to still be able to maintain hypnosis and be more comfortable, even though they're going to the bathroom or talking to people or whatever in between contractions, which we call birthing waves and hypno babies. And anyway, that was the thing for me. So after I took that, I asked him if I could incorporate those techniques, which were generally just for hypnotherapists one-on-one in the office with, you know, one of their clients, if I could incorporate it into a childbirth education program. And he said, yes, I can't wait to see what you create.
Oh, wow.
Because I had learned from the other hypnobirthing program that if you didn't have childbirth education along with your hypno, then they were going to learn all kinds of other things that were not really conducive to having a really great hypno birth. Yeah. So it all came together, and that was 22 years ago now. And the rest is history. That's with hypno babies. It just, by word of mouth, it just spiraled and became the most popular, best-selling.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I like about it is it does have both elements, especially during COVID when like you were not going to a birthing class and like, I don't know, I just felt like, well, and I was pregnant for my first time. It wasn't COVID. It hit like right as I gave birth, but it was nice to go through that class and have that to like, do at your own pace and at home and learn all about like what to eat during pregnancy and different outcomes that can happen during pregnancy. And then in addition, having the audio pieces that you can start to learn and practice during your pregnancy so that in labor, you're ready and you understand what's going on. And so, I don't know, I agree with you. I think having those two together is crucial. And I think that that's so smart that you, I don't know, the evolution of that is so cool where you were like, yeah, I learned about it kind of. It wasn't working. I kept seeing it not working. It didn't work for me. And just like, going into like the straight hypnosis. So how would you describe what when you're hypnotized, or what is it hypno? I don't know.
Well, the thing is, stage hypnotists, although stage hypnosis is a lot of fun, they have kind of given therapeutic hypnosis a bad name, and only because people think that hypnosis is like, you know, being up on the stage and quacking like a duck, or
being a zombie,
being made to sing like Elvis. There's no being made to do anything. People just want to be part of the show. It's fun. They want to participate. But real therapeutic hypnosis is completely different. So hypnosis is a state of focused concentration, and we are in hypnosis many times a day already. So when we are, you're just waking up and going to sleep, we're in a state of hypnosis. When we're reading anything, we're in a state of hypnosis. If we're watching a movie, we get into a hypnotic state. If we're watching a screen like we are right now, after a while, because everything is hypnotic, the voices, the cadence of the talking, when we're reading something online, our eyes are going back and forth like this, and we enter a state of focused concentration. Well, that allows us to do several things. So we have our conscious mind and we have our subconscious mind down here, and it's basically hidden. But this subconscious mind houses everything, everything we've ever seen, done, touched, felt, experienced at all in a set of folders. And in between, there's something called the critical faculty, and it is the guardian. So it filters everything from here to here and from here to here. And we need to make the guardian take a nap. Yeah. And so that we can go directly into the subconscious and basically give it a new belief system. In this case, it would be a new belief system about childbirth, about pregnancy itself. Mm-hmm. And because a lot of people have heard some negative things. So what we're doing in hypnobabies is, with the hypnosis part of it, going into the subconscious down here and basically retraining it to perceive that the feelings that they're going to feel, just like with surgery, are going to feel different when they're having their baby in what we call their birthing time, which is labor. Yeah. To everybody else.
Yeah.
And when we're doing that, we're giving it a new set of folders. And so we're not really taking anything out. We're just basically letting those old folders rest over here. And we're giving it a new set of folders to really be able to, when the time comes and they're in their birthing time, use what we call post-hypnotic cues to be able to direct the hypnoanesthesia to different parts of their body. Where do they need it? In their hips, in their back, mm-hmm. you know, in their cervix, around their abdomen, down their thighs, their, you know, their perineum, whatever. So there's a series of techniques and cues that we put into the actual hypnosis tracks in HypnoBabies. And that's how hypnosis works for childbirths.
It's incredible. I mean, you, like for me, I've never done any sort of hypnosis thing. And so I, with my first pregnancy, I was like going up doing the 45 minute thing, laying down, and I'd often fall asleep. And then I read multiple times in the course that like, it's okay if you fall asleep. And, and then like with my second, I was like, okay, how am I going to do this with a toddler? And so I would just do it before I went to sleep, but both I really felt like I was somewhere else. Like it was just this, like, because I remember asking Seth, I was like, are the contractions every minute? He's like, yeah. I was like, they are? Okay, cool. Because I'm like falling asleep in between them and just sort of like, because I had back labor. So he had to push on my hips and push on my back like every other minute. So he knew they were every other minute. And I was like, I would just like tap him like, okay, it's time. And then we would do it and then they would stop. But I remember afterwards, like the nurses, because I had birthed in a hospital. And the nurses and my midwife were there. And the nurse was like, I've never seen a hypnobirthing water birth before. Like, my shift ends at 7. And I was like, don't tell me what time your shift ends. I will birth this baby when she comes out. But they were all really excited. And I just remember it was like right at the moment when it was happening and she was about to come out. And I was like, the baby's coming out. And I started to like get really anxious. And I was like, she's coming, she's coming. And my husband, who's the best doula ever, was just like, Shayla, relax, like focus and relax. And I just took like a deep breath and just went right back into that like hypnosis of just like, okay, my body's relaxing. Everything's opening as it should. We're going to have this baby. Everything's going to be fine. And afterwards, another nurse was like, that was the most controlled birth I've ever seen. Like that was just incredible, the way that you could calm yourself down. And it's all because of the practice that happened before I got to the room. Because I have friends who want to do the unmedicated and they just are like, I want to try unmedicated. And that's the extent of their preparation. And I'm like,
Sorry.
I know.
I shouldn't laugh because I do honor everybody's choices. But that is generally not going to work very well for most people.
Well, yeah. And because it's like a marathon, right? It's like the thing that you kind of need to prepare for it a little bit, for sure, mentally, if not a little physically. And yeah, so it's so interesting to hear you actually talk about what actually. So what would you say is the difference between hypnosis and like meditating?
Oh, okay. Great question. So you get into a meditative state when you're in hypnosis and you get into a hypnotic state when you're meditating, but it's what happens and how deep you go that makes the difference.
Okay.
So if you're meditating, in most meditations, which I do every morning, you have a process, whether it is just concentrating on your breathing, whether it's making all thoughts go away, whether you're focusing on any particular thing or a mantra just for peace in your life, anything, that's what you're doing. So you're in a more of an alpha state. In hypnosis, with real therapeutic hypnosis, you go down several levels of deepening to a somnambulistic state where you don't want to move. And then what happens is very, very different. We're literally retraining in that very, very deep state of hypnosis down into the subconscious, specific things about what's going to happen during your birthing time. Hmm. You know, about the pushing and the pulling and the stretching feelings, the baby movements. You're going to have all those things, but they are not going to be associated specifically. They're not going to be associated with the same sorts of sensations, physical sensations, as everyone thinks they are. Mm-hmm. Now, in my case, that was a lot of pain. And mm-hmm. I wish I'd had this.
Do you think it would have helped with you? Because your babies were sunny side up, right?
Yes, they were. But yes, of course it would. It makes it more of a challenge for our mothers. But we have plenty of birthers who have posterior babies or even a breech baby or mm-hmm. an asynclitic baby. And that may make it more of a challenge. There are people who even have inductions and they're on Pitocin, which is ferocious. Mm-hmm. And they're able to get through it. Now, that said, get through it much easier. That said, everybody needs to do their hypno homework,
mm-hmm.
right? There are people who they get the Hypno Babies home study course and they just don't listen to the tracks and they don't read what they're supposed to read. And there's tons of wonderful corroborating information in there, lots of education.
Mm-hmm.
They don't read it. They don't read why they're doing it or how to do it or how to use it during their birthing. And then they don't. There's people who just a friend gave them a couple of Hypno Babies tracks.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work that way at all. The way Hypno Babies is set up is that you compound the hypnosis week after week, week one, week two, week three, we add more, we add more, we add more, we add more. And then you're on a maintenance phase where you're just rotating tracks one a day. And those tracks have specific post-hypnotic cues in them, the release cues, so that, you know, you can go deeper into hypnosis if your birthing waves peak really quickly. The peace cue, so you can direct hypnoanesthesia to wherever you want and so forth and so on. So these things get retrained into the subconscious. And then during the birthing, we're able to use those cues. They activate and you're able to have a much, much easier birthing if you've done the entire program and you've done it as directed. And then, of course, you use the techniques during your birthing. And the really cool thing to me is that, and people don't realize this, even after we tell them that in Hypno Babies class number one, is that your main hypnosis track for the day and even your affirmations track can be listened to at bedtime when you're going to sleep. So even if you fall asleep, it's actually better because that middle guy, that critical faculty, he doesn't need to take a nap. He's taking a nap
yeah.
when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the messages go directly from the conscious into the subconscious during sleep. So it's very, very effective. So there's no not having time to do this.
Totally.
You know, and as far as the affirmations go, we would love for you to listen to them at any time during the day. You can listen to them because there's no hypnosis on it. What we're doing is with the hypnosis, we're working from the inside out with the subconscious, and with the affirmations, we're working from the outside in to literally keep you on a conscious level, you know, thinking about, focusing on, planning for the best birthing that you want with these affirmations. And so you can listen to them while you're driving, cooking, playing with the kids, walking, running, whatever, because yeah. there's no hypnotic inductions on them. And that really, really helps because we're getting negative messages all the time from different places about birthing, especially if you go on groups, pregnancy groups.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's due at the same time. Uh-huh. Then there's a lot of negative talk and there's a lot of negative birth stories, and it's challenging to stay in a positive frame of mind. And that's why we have the Hypno Babies affirmations.
Totally. And I remember doing those on my walk, and it was just like, my baby's going to come at the time they want. My body is healthy and ready. And it was just so like, I almost like felt happy and relaxed. Like I was just like, all right, what's going to happen is going to happen and it's going to be great. That was kind of because you're right. You do get, even there's like a hypno or bubble of peace, and the bubble of peace. And I'm explaining this to my mom and I'm like, yeah, and it's this bubble of peace. And it's just whoever is the most comfortable, who you feel confident gets to be in your bubble of peace. And everyone else kind of is on the outside. And she was just so skeptical and like, not, she's like, yeah, we'll see how you do it unmedicated. And I was like, and you're not in my bubble of peace. And she was like, offended. And I was like, you don't even believe in my bubble of peace. What do you care if you're not in it? Like, we still talk about it. She's like, I can't believe you kicked me out of your bubble of peace. And I was like, well, you doubted me. So you were out. there's just so much negative talk that happens, even from people who support you. Yeah.
And it could be from friends, family, coworkers. It could be that woman at the grocery store who comes up and feels like she can rub your tummy. and tell you how awful her birth was 30 years ago, darling. It almost killed me.
Exactly. It's so, it's just so crazy. And yeah. And you're doubting it as a first time mom. You're like, all I know is that it's really hard. And all everyone keeps telling me is how really hard it is. So I think I can do this. I think I can do this unmedicated and natural, but like my friend tried and she didn't do it. And I want to believe that I can. And I feel like I need to believe that I can in order to do it. And that's kind of where the tapes come in to like reaffirm, like, no, you can. And if, even if you don't have the support around you, plug it in, girl. I will support you and tell you these affirmations that you can do it. And it just gets you in the right headspace. I really, really loved it. So who do, would you say that HypnoBabies is for? Would you say it's for, I'll just, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we basically have two types of people who do HypnoBabies. Yeah. Well, first of all, let me just say that people do think that because HypnoBabies helps you have a much easier birthing, that everybody who does HypnoBabies is crunchy and having a home birth.
Totally.
The truth is that 95% of our students are hospital birthers, and they just want a really nice, natural, uncomplicated birthing. That's where the childbirth education comes in HypnoBabies, is to help you to make decisions. They're your decisions, and we honor every decision everybody makes, but at least you know your choices,
right?
What your choices are.
Yep.
The risks, the benefits, and the alternatives of, you know, medical interventions that can change the course of your birthing. So most of our students are hospital birthers. What's really cool to me is that about half of our students are first-time moms. Okay, so they are going to avoid that first awful birth. The one that was like my first awful birth, where, you know, I was screaming my head off and could not believe this was so painful.
Yeah.
And so they come to us because they're smart. Right. You know, they don't want that. They want tools to be able to avoid that first awful birth. And then the second group is very dear to my heart as well. And that is people who've had the first or second or third awful birth. And now they're looking for something really different. They want a much better birthing than the last time. Whatever happened, it's got to be better this time. And it's amazing how healing that can be. You know, first of all, how healing it can be to learn something basic as that all choices belong to you.
Yeah.
That's taught in HypnoBabies, that when you're pregnant, during your birthing, when you're in your postpartum phase, and for your baby's care, all of your choices 100% belong to you. All decisions are yours to make. So that makes a big difference.
Absolutely. Because you don't think that. Right. I didn't know that I had options and choices. I thought it was just kind of like, whatever they say you need to do is what you need to do.
Yeah. And that can make all the difference in the world to not having that first awful birthing where people get, unfortunately, railroaded into some interventions that do change the course of their birthing unnecessarily. And we don't teach people not to do things or to do things. We give them the, you know, what are the risks, the benefits, and the alternatives of all of the common interventions. Oh, look at the precious.
Hi, baby.
Hi, precious.
She's losing her mind. I'll text you if she says it's for me.
Oh, look at that precious thing.
You know, she is a barnacle baby, I call her, because if she's not on me, she's losing it.
That's okay. Yeah. Let's have her with us. I'm loving me some babies.
Well, you're in the right profession.
I know.
I think that, and that's what I did like about it, is it's like, hey, here's what happens in a C-section as well. Like, we're also going to give you all the information here. Because I have friends that were like, no, I'm doing it natural and I don't even want to know what happens in a C-section. And then you have a C-section and you don't know the right things to ask and you don't know what's going on. And it makes it way more stressful, in my opinion, for like what's going on. And I've gotten, since I talk about hypnobabies all the time and like my birth, I've gotten lots of messages from people who are like, I ended up having an unplanned C-section and 100% I'm glad I had hypnobabies because it just made everything like calm. Like I wasn't stressed about it. I kind of knew what was going on. It wasn't just this like bang you on the side of the head, like, here we go, we're going for C-section. I felt like I knew what was happening. I felt like, all right, yeah, this is what's going on. And just sort of like went with the flow of it. So
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, and I'm really glad for you because that is a thing that is also built into hypnobabies, that if you have a change of plans,
right,
you know, of any kind, mm-hmm. you're still able to use hypnosis to keep yourself calm, to keep yourself relaxed, to go with whatever things need to happen, because stuff can happen during a birthing that we do not plan for. That's just a natural thing that's going to happen. No mm-hmm. interventions needed.
Right.
You know, and we need to be able to roll with it so that our blood pressure stays normal, our temperature stays normal, our veins don't go flat if an IV is needed. And so we build that into hypnobabies, that if there's a change of plans, you can still use your hypnosis to stay calm and relaxed.
Totally. And like you said, it could be anything from like you wanted to do a home birth and now you're headed to the hospital or whatever. There's lots of options that can happen. But that was kind of something that I tried to be like, I'm open to whatever. I'm just going to prepare myself as best as I can for an unmedicated. Right.
My God, she's so cute. I can't stand it.
She's so funny.
I just want to squeeze her.
She is almost 9 months and she just took a few steps yesterday. Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. My sister's like, why are you doing that? Push her down. Do not let her take steps. I'm like, I love it when my babies are mobile because then they can like, they don't cry when I leave the room. They just follow me. It makes it easier for me. She's like, you're nuts.
Yeah, that's whatever. Exactly right.
So would you say that, because a lot of the claims are you will have a pain-free childbirth. Would you say that that's accurate or that? That's kind of
no, and we never say that. Okay, babies.
I wouldn't say that either.
Right in class number one, we tell people that the outcome of the birthing is undecided. Mm-hmm. We have no control over that. But I do believe that in most cases, when people learn, practice, and use hypnobabies as directed in our program, that they will have an easier and more comfortable birthing. Now, we do have people who have pain-free births and they will send us their birth stories. We've got thousands of birth stories of all kinds, everything, all kinds of birth stories.
Home where do births, you share that?
Hospital births, breech births, cesareans, you name it, we got it. And they'll send us their birth stories, but in general, not everybody can have or will have a pain-free birth.
Yeah.
But I will say that hypnobabies is always the same. Our materials are always the same. The reading is always the same. The techniques are always the same. The hypnosis is always the same. And we direct you to learn, practice, and use it the same way. And so that those same techniques and materials can produce a really comfortable birth or a more challenging birth, depending on what's going on in the birthing itself and depending on how the student learned, practiced, and used hypnobabies.
Totally.
So we want everybody to have a better birthing. And that's what it's all about. So we say that hypnobabies can help you to have an easier, more comfortable birthing.
Yeah. And I think that is, I love that it's realistic. It's not like, oh, do this and you're going to have a zero pain. And I'm like, no, I mean, maybe, but probably your body's doing something pretty intense. And
you should say that too, because in the original hypnobirthing program that I studied, their philosophy was to tell people that if they were relaxed enough, they wouldn't have pain because there was no physiological reason for pain. But I can tell you from having two births as I did, that you're moving something the size of a small watermelon down yeah. and out through some pretty delicate tissues and organs, and everything is moving and being stretched out of the way. And totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's yep. a reason for discomfort.
Yeah.
And I also want to say, with my first birthing, it was very painful. I need to say this every time I do a podcast. It was very, very painful. And 26 hours into it, I went from the birth center that I was in, screaming across the street in a wheelchair, to the hospital, and had an epidural. And then the next 6 hours were me sleeping and crying and sleeping and crying. And then they had to push and pull the baby out. The reason I'm saying this is because I have a very healthy respect for anybody who chooses an epidural because they don't have the right tools.
Mm.
Very important.
I almost feel like, and this is probably not what you want to hear, but you were made to have those births to have the empathy and not, yeah, and not just be exactly, like, oh yeah, right? This is great. Just, but I feel like for what you do, that's, it's almost comforting to be like, oh, okay, she knows that this isn't just like fairy tale land where it's like, yeah, do this thing and you're gonna have this great pain-free.
Yeah, you know, I am very respectful of everybody's choices out there. There are people who don't even consider having a vaginal birth. They just want C-sections. That's your thing. And that's fine, because birth is very personal and it will stay with you for the rest of your life.
Totally.
You could ask an 80-year-old woman who's had 10 children to tell you about each of their births in detail, and she can.
Oh my gosh.
Because it will stay with you forever.
Totally.
And that's how important childbirth is, which is why I do what I do. That's why HypnoBabies exists. Because all I wanted in the world was for more and more and more and more people to have a better birthing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have now.
So. Well, and that's why I share it so much, because it's the exact same way. Like I said, you're so nervous going into your first labor that it's like, if you can do anything to equip yourself to help a little bit, like it's going to be huge. What do you have? Food? Okay. So I kind of mentioned that when I was in labor, I felt like I was just like in this other world and whatever. A lot of people are like, okay, but do you feel like you missed your birth because you were in this hypnotic state? And I didn't feel that way. I felt like I was but I feel like all birthing people kind of go into a different headspace where they just have to kind of like go inward and focus. But what would you say to somebody that asks that?
Well, most people who are unmedicated do go into a hypnotic type of state, alpha type of state, because they're usually up and walking or rocking or moving or on a birth ball, and it's very hypnotic, mm-hmm. you know, plus the rhythm of the contractions,
mm-hmm.
the birthing waves. So, but with hypnosis, you can be as aware as you would like. There are people who are hyper aware of what's going on in the room because that's what they want. Now, during a birthing wave, you're going to automatically, because of the hypnosis that you've practiced, go deeply into hypnosis and be in a hypnotic state. But then in between birthing waves, you're up and out if you want to, and walking and eating and moving around and going to the bathroom. And you are fully and completely aware of what's going on. And that is such a gift.
No, and that's, I was going to say, when I talked to my midwife about doing HypnoBabies, a couple things happened. The first thing is that they were like, yeah, if that's for you. Like, I didn't want to just be like quiet in my birthing, whatever. I wanted to like be talking and moving and whatever. And I was like, okay. And she's like, maybe read a book about it first. So I read the book and I was like, okay, yeah, now I really want to do this. Like, this sounds perfect. And then another midwife is like, okay, well, if you do the HypnoBabies, just, she kind of understood it a little bit. She's like, make sure that you're able to come out of it a little bit, because when you first arrive at the hospital, we're going to need to know like how far apart are your contractions. We're going to have to ask you a lot of questions. And I've had people come in and be like, don't talk to me right now. I'm in my hypnosis, like in my state. And she's like, I need you to be able to answer questions. And I was like, okay, yeah, like it talks about how you can like get out of it and like still be in it, but still communicate. And I remember like Seth, my husband, I would overshare everything. Like everything I was learning, I was telling him so that he knew exactly what. So he literally was my doula. And so they're asking questions about what I prefer. And I knew that he would know all the answers, but I'm listening. I can like hear everything. I know what's going on. I know like that he's answering the right way. I'm still doing my contract. Like I felt like I was in it when I needed to be in it, but aware when I needed to be aware. I didn't feel like I was just and on a completely different planet. Like I felt like I was just in a really good headspace and could still communicate and interact with everybody.
And that's how it is with hypnobabies, you know, because you have the ability to do whatever it is that you want in between birthing waves, go more deeply into hypnosis during a birthing wave so that you have more comfort, direct your hypnoanesthesia. Mm-hmm. And then in between, you can stay in that state if you would like with your eyes closed and just deeply in hypnosis, or you can come back to awareness. You are always in hypnosis mm-hmm. in your birthing time. It's just different levels.
Yeah.
As you know.
And I didn't do the hypno babies course, but I had learned a few of the techniques of just like letting the pain wave over you and then go away and just kind of like surrendering to that and letting it happen. And so before I had my babies, I had a miscarriage. And while I was miscarrying, I describe it as like in between a period cramps and like the start of labor, because you had these like birthing waves, contractions that were happening to like push everything out. And I had a blighted ovum, so I was just pushing out. There was no like baby necessarily, but I was like 13 weeks. So, but I remember I would just get really tense when it was happening, and Seth would be like, breathe. And I would just relax my body and it would come over me and then it would go away. So I feel like these techniques are super helpful for labor, but then they also translate to other things. And so like, what are some other examples that you know of that are helpful with these techniques other than like the unmedicated medical procedures and stuff like that?
Well, hypnosis itself can be used for many different things, fears and phobias and stop smoking and weight loss and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, our moms have actually, even years later, used their hypnoanesthesia for dental appointments, for medical procedures, for needles, mm-hmm. having a needle placed, an IV placed, so things like that. Oh, yeah. Postpartum, of course, our moms can use it for any, you know, up there, postpartum aches and pains. Mm-hmm. Nipple soreness and things like that. There's many different ways to use hypnosis afterwards.
And I just feel like it's so empowering to be able to control your mind like that and to have the control over the, I don't know, to have that tool, I think, to have the tool.
This is light years beyond just breathing and relaxing, because you're going into the subconscious mind and literally retraining it to do something specific. Mm-hmm. As I said before, you still have the sensations of birthing, with the pushing and the pulling sensations, the baby movements, all the things that mm-hmm. are associated with childbirth, but the discomfort that would normally be there can be lessened by using the post-hypnotic cues. And so it's a tremendous tool for you to have, but also in childbirth and after, but also during pregnancy, to be able to be listening to these tracks and reading materials that really allow you to look forward instead of fearing it. Mm-hmm. You know, that is a huge gift that you're giving yourself.
Yeah. And that time during pregnancy to when you're practicing, just to like relax and give yourself the space to just like really, I don't know, give yourself some time to just process what's happening, process what's going to happen, and to prepare.
Yes, absolutely.
So cool. Those are all the questions. Actually, let me look. Like I said, I think I had a couple on Instagram that people asked.
Okay.
Oh, a lot of people are concerned about their husbands or their partners, like not being a part of the process. They're like, if I'm in this hypnobirthing state, what does my partner do? Are they going to feel like they're part of it? Have you heard that before?
Well, it's a common misconception, but right. We do teach our birth partners to do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have what's called the birth partner's guide. And along with the fact that we would love it, if you have a birth partner who wants to be, a part of the whole thing, have them go through the course with you and read all the materials.
Mm-hmm.
But the birth partner's guide is specific to birth partners and teaches them what their role is during pregnancy, during the birthing, afterwards. We call them the hypno guardians, which means that they can, help you to stay in a state of hypnosis while they're talking to the staff, mm-hmm. they're talking to the nurse, they're talking to the doctor. In between, of course, you can talk to them, but they're there to do what we call the release cue and the relax cue. So the relax cue would be the hand on the shoulder or forehead, and that helps you to relax very, very deeply. It's a post-hypnotic cue. They can do that. We give them 4 pages of what we call birth prompts. And these are phrases that come directly from what you're learning in hypnobabies, the scripts.
So they're using the right
that
term.
You're listening to.
Uh-huh.
And so they can read off those phrases to you during your birthing. If you don't want to listen to our birthing tracks, your birth partner can put his hand on your shoulder or forehead and say the word relax or release to you, or even peace, and help you direct your hypnoanesthesia different places, or read these birth prompts to you, and they take you deeper and deeper and deeper into hypnosis the same way the recordings do.
Yes.
So, and I have a lot to do.
And I think some of it, because like some people were like, my husband does not, or my partner does not want to do the partner piece. And that was my husband. He was like, Shay, I love this for you. I think this is great for you. I support it. I'm not interested. Here he is. I'm not interested in listening to the partner side of it. And I was like, that's fine. It was fine because I was telling him so much about like what I was excited about, what I was learning in the courses. So when it came time, he knew what I needed to hear and he knew the things that I needed to be guided on. And so I tell people that all the time. I'm like, look, I get it. If you're like, there are these tools, if they're willing to do these things with you, here's exactly what it is so they can be involved as possible. If they're not, it's still going to be fantastic. It's still going to be, don't stress out that your partner's not wanting to do these things. So they're not support. Like Seth was like, no, I love this. I'm not going to do it, but I'll be there for you. And he was fantastic.
And, I'm so happy that you shared that, because people do think, because we have the birth partner's part of it, that their birth partner might have to be a part of it in order for them to be, more comfortable. That is just not the case.
Yeah.
HypnoBabies was designed so that everything in it could be learned, practiced, and used by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, we do have, after you've learned and practiced all these things, we do have recordings that keep you in hypnosis and activate your cues, your post-hypnotic cues, right during birthing. We have one that is, we have a birthing affirmations track that starts you off on your birthing day, mm-hmm. and gets you in the frame of mind to have a really positive, great experience. But then when you need the real deal, easy first stage or easier first stage birthing track, it is just full of hypno deepening and hypno cues that activate over and over again that help you to positive phrases too, as well as working with the people that are in your team, your birthing mm-hmm. team that are all around you. There's a lot on there that really helps keep you in hypnosis. And if you want to do it by yourself, but then we also have the pushing track, and that is specifically for keeping you in hypnosis during the pushing phase, directing your hypnoanesthesia out in front of your baby's head and down into the perineum to help with the avoid the ring of fire and things like that. And you can keep one earbud in and be listening to that. Your subconscious is taking it all in and helping you to relax and push effectively. And then with the other ear, you're listening to your birthing team who's saying, you know, why don't we try this, or, you know, whatever it is they're doing. And hopefully they're only saying positive things to you as you're birthing your baby. That's a whole nother podcast right there.
Right. Yeah. And that, I'm glad that you said that too, because with my first, at the pushing, I had to move from the tub to the bed because it was right at COVID. And they're like, you can't have your baby in the tub. And I was like, are you actually joking? Like, I'm telling you, I'm feeling pushy in the tub and you want me to get out and go on the bed. And so I got there, and in the process, I lost my earbuds and whatever, but I was like, I was ready. I was like, okay, we're having this baby. It's no big deal. We got it. And it was, I did the purple push where they're like yelling at me to push. And I'm like, I yelled the F word. I screamed the F word. And then afterwards I was like, I'm so sorry. I did that. And they were like, girl, it's fine. You're good. But I guess I'm sharing that as, yes, it would have been nice to continue to have it in my ears and to keep it going, but I still had a great experience. Like, I still had the whole process of getting to that point. And yeah, it definitely could have been better, but I lost it. And then on the second one, I don't even remember. I don't remember if I still had it in my ears or not, but because I was just ready. I was like, okay, I'm pushy. It's coming. We're getting there. This is what's going on. And I just kind of like got into that zone. So yeah, I think that it probably would have been helpful to keep it in my ears, but.
And that's okay. Some people, we do actually encourage people to play the pushing baby out track out loud point, because it has so many really great suggestions about you staying more comfortable, but everybody else in the room, they start to calm down too.
Ooh, yeah.
As a doula, we see many, many times that when a baby is about to be born, the energy in the room goes up, totally. up, and everybody's really tense and everybody has a job. But when they're listening to something comforting and relaxing and there's music on in the background that actually sounds like waves, the music itself, everybody in the room stays much more calm and you stay more comfortable because you're hearing the suggestions out loud.
I love that, actually. Because it does get a little bit chaotic towards the end because everybody's prepping for the scale and the heater and everything needs to be ready. We got to get and it does get a little bit chaotic. Amazing. Thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me about this. So that, I mean, it worked for me, but now I can understand a little bit more about like what is actually happening and just how it's good for anybody who's interested in having a more calm and enjoyable childbirth.
Yeah, I'm always happy to share this information with people, and I hope that more people will consider that it's right for them. If it is, it will be.
Totally. Yeah. And like I said, on my YouTube, I have what is hypnobirthing or hypnobabies, like my birth experience, all the things. And then if they want to follow you on Instagram, it's hypnobabiesofficial_.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, young woman. Squeeze that baby for me.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, please share with somebody you think would love. And I would be so honored if you would subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment and rating below so I can know what you guys are digging, what you want more of, just connect with you a little better. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.